When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Understand who their dad was. Like, God forbid something happened to any of us, but everybody on here, your kids will at least have a part of you and know how daddy truly thought. You know, it's my daddy got to talk about certain things. They all get to hear my voice and always understand how I thought about them. We talk about our kids and our loved ones all the time. My kids will never question how I felt about their mother, right? They'll never question how I felt about them. What up, what up, what up, what up with this Three Brothers No Sense, your favorite barbershop style podcast. I'm Tavares Ferguson, a.k.a. Ferg. Join my co-host, Buff Rozzy, and more importantly, the brothers of Wooism, Big Hess, and Black Fabio.
Baby, I just want to let my hair down.
Fellas, let's keep the party going. Before we came back, Byron had some things he wants to address with the city of Mobile. I don't know. Who do we follow up with?
I don't know if it's the mayor's office, the city council.
It's somebody.
But as people who no longer live in Mobile, you know, we're a little upset that going fishing.
Hold on, pause. Stop. See, what happens is for people that come back, right, there's certain things. It's like a checklist, right?
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah, it is.
Okay.
I got to go to Hearts.
Hearts, check.
Show.
For me, I want to hit Godfather's this time. Check. And one of those things on the list was, Buff, take it away.
Going fishing.
How did you feel?
Was located on the corner of Mobile Street and Spring Hill Avenue. And it was the place where you had a little money in your pocket. When you had a little more than the $3 value meal, you know what I mean? You go and get you a shrimp dinner. I hope that's what y'all got.
That's the only thing you could get.
Okay, there it is.
That's the only right
thing. There it is. You go and get you a shrimp dinner, and you was balling, man. You was doing your thing. It's no longer here. And for a while, it was like kind of part of the Hearts on DIP. Mm-hmm. Like, it didn't say Gone Fishing, but when you pull up and you look at the menu, they would have Gone Fishing items. But I don't even think is that even still there now?
Hearts is.
But not Gone Fishing. Yeah, so I'm a little... You know, we just had an episode about Mobile and raising our kids here. I'm a little disappointed in that one, Mobile. So,
well, you can always go to Love's. What you're not going to do is disrespect Love's. Now, I'm not saying Love's is like fine dining.
I'm sorry.
But I'm just saying.
I'll be the bad guy. Love's ain't it?
You got it?
I'm not paying money for fried batter. That's all it is. It ain't even, some of it ain't even shrimp. It's like little popcorn shrimp, and then some of it's just like clunked up fried batter.
So you have
not paying. I'm not paying for
so
it.
So you had.
I did. My mom, when they first came, I did. Yep.
When I was working on my first job, every Friday.
That's how you treated yourself.
On our way to get our paycheck, because I knew I was getting more money.
Right.
You know, wasn't living check to check. On our way to Dale Shimps.
Yeah.
The good Dale Shimps on...
Airport Boulevard.
Yeah, we would go stop and get us a pop. Just a pop, you know. Pop, no slaw, extra fries. You know what I'm saying? And but Love's.
Much like I'm jealous of Wooisms, I was jealous of you guys working at Dale Shimps. It was like you, Hooli. Was Cuddy there?
Cutting, rising. Yeah.
Yeah, like all y'all would have, they didn't hire me, man.
You were too buff.
I don't know what it was, man.
You're not going to be scared.
They had all that fun at work, man. I just had to hear about them.
McDonald's with that franchise tag. Oh, it had to suck. We would literally all leave on our lunch breaks and come around the corner to you on at McDonald's.
Sell your road.
All these Negroes coming by.
Man, so when did y'all graduate high school?
99. We ain't talking about that. Okay.
All right. How y'all was talking about the Dell Champs in 99? That's how West was back in like 02, 03.
Oh, we know about West.
We know about West.
Summer 2000 was
West. We know about West.
We worked all like 2.5 weeks.
like West was like the after spot for all of us.
What
were
you selling? What were you selling? Long distance plans?
West changed everything. I was in the AT&T department.
Yeah.
When I was there, like they was like, had the incentives. All right. So by this time, people had call ID. They had call waiting. Well, I was like, oh, what's now? Let me bundle that for you. So I would suspend what they already had, bundle it, so that way I can get the incentives. Man, I was kidding like every week. Like every week I was kidding. Like, man, look, by my second paycheck, I had my van tinted out. I had a Kenwood. Look, I had a Kenwood double den in the dash.
You was doing it.
Yeah. What kind of van?
You was doing it.
Astro van?
No, I had a Transport, Pontiac Transport, baby. Okay, so teal.
I never worked at West, but they might as well, from what I've heard, they might as well put Wild in front of
them. Man.
Because the stories I heard and the, like, what y'all did to, like, make a sale. I'm not sure it was legal. Man.
If I would call you and you was like, and I say, you know, tell me about your service. You say, well, I got call ID. I got call waiting. I was like, okay, well, let me tell you about this new service that we got, three-way calling. Ooh. We got all that. What are you paying? You tell me some random number, like $50. Like, I could bundle that for you for $25. Oh, really? I'll cancel everything, bundle that for you. Man, we good.
I'm pretty sure all of that.
And it was
exactly what they told you not to do.
Yeah. It wasn't right.
Like, because you're not making that company.
One day
money.
My manager got on the phone and was like, Kendrick, you know you can't do that. I was like, but you saw me make the sale, right?
you had to transfer them to, no, that was a whole other.
That was a different department. Yeah, that was a different department.
Because
we were selling internet.
So first of all, a couple of house companies. I don't think West ever paid us.
I don't think they did.
I think we even got our paycheck.
Because we didn't last 2 weeks.
But we still work though.
Y'all got a paycheck sitting over there right now.
And West was what everybody was at. That was the Summer of the Red.
Mm-hmm.
Summer of the Red. So that was just like, well, we were just like into red cheeks.
I had my stable job at McDonald's, so I never worked.
Y'all saw the McDonald's commercial where they talk about Calvin?
Byron Calvin. Stable job at McDonald's, man. Because like West, they were literally, you could get fired and then hired the next day. Like,
yeah.
They didn't care.
They'll hire you in another department. Yeah.
But no, but you can hire that same day, fired the next day, and hired again. Yeah. Did Fino work there with us?
I feel like I'm sure. That's who
coined some of the red. Because there was this young lady with a darker hue that was interested in him. And he told her, it is too hot in Mobile for both of us dark-skinned people to be entertaining each other. So I can see you starting about September, October. This is the Summer of the Red. And we're like, Summer of the Red. Fino. Mm-hmm. That's
horrible. Wow.
Yeah,
I would definitely like to kick it with him.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, some of the red. So they. Oh, I need to. I feel like there's a 1-800 number or something we can call.
I'm pretty sure at this point that check ain't that number.
It's something else now.
Is it?
Yeah. They don't hire like a lot of people like they did back in the day.
West still open?
It's something else in that building, but yeah, it's still there.
It's still a call center though.
Yeah.
That's a prostitution.
Gotta be. Man, it was like when we came through high school, it was like, it didn't matter. Like during the daytime, like we could ride over the blunt, we could shoot them with paintballs and everything. But then like 3:15, when we at West, man, like paintball, like we good. We good till 7:15 the next day.
Y'all went over the blunt?
Man, I was all over the place.
We were too, but we were nowhere near another school.
I didn't
care. We were at somebody's house kicking it.
Well, hey, I was at the store.
And by somebody's house, he means Ferg. That's what I wear a lot.
Yeah.
For Bible study.
Yeah, that's what Bible I thought too. I had my own room at the store. Pay 25, get 20 back at checkout.
Because it was by hour, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember the store. Yeah.
I don't
a star.
Yeah. Yeah. It's still up.
I never used the star. Y'all I'm just saying. I'm
oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Y'all,
right.
Y'all was super mannish. I'm ashamed. You know you guys. I'm ashamed. But let's go ahead and jump into it. So you guys know Buff and Rizzy, but I want you to, ooh, and Big Hess, tell the people about you on your show.
Man, I'm gonna let Hess talk. I talk a lot. You know, I like tech, so I'm gonna let you talk, sir.
Thank you for being so gracious. I appreciate that. I mean, for us, man, we kind of in the same boat as y'all, like very genuine barbershop type conversations, man. Like we've been friends since 2000. So, you know, we got almost 25 years of friendship. But with that, people always ask all the time, like, how are y'all even friends? Because y'all are so different. But I think that's what makes us work. And so we just enjoy coming in here, kicking it like we always do, having genuine conversation about whatever, having a good time. And I know from like kind of just talking about the startup of it all. The first episode Wu did, he did in the ocean in Mexico.
You couldn't hear nothing. That man
nothing
said. All you heard was waves crashing nothing and birds all, and everything.
Man, look. So, like I said earlier, man, I want to credit, you know what I'm saying, like Three Brothers No Sense with the startup of Woods. But like I hit Roz and I was just like, hey, bro, you know, I see, you know, you and your boys doing this podcast thing. And I've been wanting to do this for a long time. Like, what I need to do? So he was like, you need to do this, 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 and this. So I was like, man, I don't know if I, he was like, just do it. So I was like, all right, bet. So I was on a cruise for my birthday and I was just like, let me try this. What?
Yeah. When you do some braggadocious, that's
a flex.
Just roll with it.
Do I do that? Flex. How is that a flex?
Everybody can't cruise.
You want a cruise for your birthday.
It was.
You want a cruise for your birthday.
I got it.
Somebody is going to Chili's with their friends for their birthday right now. But you talking about continue. Nothing wrong with Chili's though. I love the what is it called? Triple dipper. So
it was okay, but I'm just saying, like, okay, all right, I'm sorry. I cruise. Hey, but yeah, man. So I was out in the ocean. And I was just like, man, let me just do what Ross said. Let me just try this thing out. So I tried it, and the first episode sucked. It sucked. I'm sorry. Please, God forgive me. But yeah, like Rod said, man, all you heard was like water and birds. And you might have heard my mom was like, come back for the water get you. but yeah, so when I came back, I hit Sean up. I was like, hey man, I hit Sean and Gerald up. I said, man, I started this podcast thing, man. I want y'all to come and just jump on. The next episode, it was like bro codes, like what you should do, what you should not do. You know what I'm saying? Like do men still stick to bro codes? Like talking to exes or whatever the case may be. I mean, you know, like my history with that. So it was like, oh man, tow UAB down. Don't f*** with me. But, oh God, I'm sorry. but so yeah, Sean and Gerald came on. It was like, man, we like it. I said, good, because y'all stuck with me now. And so, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's where we started. We was like in a hollow room. We had a snow globe mic. We put it in the middle of all, well, no. The first episode, it was the phone, like voice memo, like put that right down the middle. And yeah, it was bad. Mm-hmm. But but then we, you know, we had the snow globe and we built as we just progressed. And so, yeah, that's basically, you know, how we was gonna start. It was just like, man, we talk a lot. Like we have different perspectives. Like Roz know me best. And, you know, by you brothers just being around, like, y'all getting to know, like, me, I'm just, like, no filter. Like, I say stuff that just come to my mind, and I just keep it real. But Sean's like, hey, Wu, we can't talk like that. Let's say it like this. And I'm like, why? Well, you know, we got to keep it like this, you know. So he's kind of like,
is that how I talk? That's what
so yeah, you be like,
I'm saying it right here.
So this is, this is like you show. He's like, well, hey, woo, bring it back in. We can't say it like that.
I still feel like that's a shot, but okay, all right. I don't think I do. Like, geez, not gonna argue in front of the company. Not gonna do it. But but yeah, like it's just one of those things. Like, it's something we truly enjoy doing for real. He definitely was just like, you stuck, and I was like, all right, whatever. But like, I can't not do this now. Mm-hmm. You know, it's something like I have to do. I enjoy it that much, so. And just seeing it grow over the years, man, it's been rewarding for sure. But I feel like I have to stay here for him too, because if not, nobody's gonna be able to keep him in check.
Right.
At all. So
you're a Wu Tamer.
Yeah, yeah, I am. Like that. Yeah, that's exactly what I am. Yeah, I'm a Wu Tamer. That's it. So
like, you know, we promoted our podcast as like promoting Black excellence. Like, we've had like a number of guests on. Mm-hmm. Like, we had city council people on. We had lawyers. We had doctors. We had the past bosselist of Roe Alpha. He ran for he ran against Jerry Carl. You know what I'm saying? For a house seat. Mm-hmm. He lost, but we had him on. You know what I'm saying? Like, we had a sex therapist, a sex educator on. She talked about the do's and don'ts of using toys and erogenous zones and all this stuff. Had Joe on. Mm-hmm. Joe, which is one of our chapter bros, he married a Nigerian. So he talked about an African wedding and a traditional wedding. Like,
Nigerian weddings are dope as hell, just in case.
Oh, man.
I advise it. Put that on your bucket list.
Man,
befriend a single Nigerian. And make it happen.
Man, look, we was there at the wedding and they was throwing ones and I thought I was at the casino because I started to scrape them ones up.
They do.
But I mean, like, that's what we do. Like, we just have a good time just sitting back talking and like promoting. Like, we have people on just like promote who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we had authors on, like all across the board, bro. Like, that's just what we do, man. And then we got our one big break when we had Mama Queen and Bam on.
Mm-hmm.
And that led to us being their first podcast on Inspire You. So yeah, you know, I could talk all day, but I'm not gonna do it. But I just like, it's just I just have a love for what we do. Like, yeah. I do this every day. I could talk every day. Even though I don't like people, I could talk. And you know what I'm saying? Like, my wife get on me all the time. She's like, well, you don't never want to talk to me about your feelings and everything, but you can get on the podcast and talk. Well, you know.
She doesn't sound like that, by the way. He's just doing that. Gotta just can't say that on
here.
Can't, no.
I said it before.
You can't say it. But tack. Back to tack.
Back to tack. That is not tack.
But see, that's the part about being on the podcast that I say. Yeah.
Maybe it's a KD thing. Because somebody is infamous for putting their foot in their mouth, even when they're trying to apologize. It's like, that was the worst apology ever.
But I mean, it's just like, you, man, it's like when we come in here, man, like I can hear Sean up and say, man, like, bro, I'm just having like the worst day ever. And first thing you're going to say, well, you still want to pod? Yeah, I need to get this off my chest. Mm-hmm. And we come in, we have a couple of drinks, we start talking, and then, you know what I'm saying, by the time we leave, everything good.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's just how it is. And, yeah, I'm just going to get a mic back to show. I'm done.
No, but we do the same thing. We always talk about it. Podcasting is therapy for us. And I know podcasters get a bad name out there, especially black male podcasters get a
what y'all gotta say today.
But like you say, it's them getting what they feel off their chest a lot of times, and unfortunately that's their truth and that's how they feel. And instead of coming at them for the hot take or whatever, listen to them and figure out like they really feel that way and what's making them feel that way. What can you do to change that? What can you do to help? You know, especially if you were in that brother's life or whatever, go and talk to that brother because he's feeling that way, right? Like, he's feeling like women don't want this and women don't want that and he can't get a good woman, yada, yada, yada. If that's how that dude's feeling, that's how that dude's feeling.
Well, you said y'all first episode, it sucked.
at least you didn't have to scrape your whole first episode. Like, we did a first episode that never aired. And we couldn't
I think it was a good episode.
We couldn't even use it. But we couldn't even use it.
We're going to release it. but release that.
You guys.
I'll see if I can find it. We still got it, I think.
Y'all always give us credit as OGs and the reason why you guys are in the podcast. But just to give you y'all flowers, one of the reasons that we started coming here and doing like the sneaker ball and being more involved was like early in the show, I said I was jealous of y'all. Like the fact that y'all get to do this in person, every recording, like we're in three different cities. You know, I wish we could, you know, come together more often like we are now. And so I envy that in a good way. I envy that because it's nothing like being in the same space and recording, man. It just, you know, our partnership with Inspire You and Contentville, just seeing you guys do different things with them, I was like, yo, we need to start trying to link up in Mobile and do some things with Inspire You, man. So you guys look to us. We look to y'all to see what y'all are doing too, man. And it's been amazing to see how you guys have grown. And it's dope, man. So y'all inspire us too, man.
Yeah. Man, we appreciate it, bro. Like, I know, like, we've done some things over the phone. Like, we tapped in. I know I called Roz one time. He jumped on the episode with us, and we did it over the phone. We did, like, a couple other interviews over the phone. But it's nothing like being in person. Yeah. Because, like, I mean, y'all see how we do. Mm-hmm. We pull up shots. We kick back. We relax. We have drinks. I mean, of course, you could do that, you know what I'm saying, like, over the phone or whatnot. But it's just, like, a certain vibe that you get in person, and the fact that we're able to do that, like, we just love having in-person interviews because it's just more intimate. You know what I'm saying? Like, people feel the first thing that we, when we talk to people, they'll say, oh, well, you know, I'm coming on the podcast, I don't know about that, I ain't gonna say too much. Like, all right, cool, no problem, take this shot, have this drink. Then we go to break and we come back by the same time. They go, oh man, let me tell you about this person. I'm like, wait a minute, you sure you want to? Yeah, let me tell you. So, you know, like, it's just cool like that, man. And I know, like, after we got on Inspire You and Baron and, you know what I'm saying, Mama Quinn was talking to us about what they wanted to do, I immediately went to Ross. I was like, hey man, you know we on Inspire You, this is what they're doing for us. You know, go back and talk to the brothers, man, and see if y'all want to come on. He's like, I bet. And then he hit me up. He was like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Give me that information. We want to come over.
Let's all right, take cool. a sec and just reflect on how dope that combination is and what they're doing. Like, it's just for Bam, Mama, like that is just dope for them to have all of this. The bit they put on last night, the reach they have, you know. We've had an episode talking about black girl magic and stuff like that, and sometimes how it's overused. They exemplify what that truly is.
Yeah,
you know, doing what they do. So hats off to them. You know, because sometimes it's, for me, I downplay a lot of things that we do, and to be on and have a podcast for going on 4.5, almost 5 years. To be on an internet radio station connected to people who have so much influence, you know, when you sit, because you take it for granted. It's like, yeah, this is what we do. And it's like, nah, man, this is huge. And what they're doing is great to get give us a platform.
Yeah.
And it's, if you go to Inspire You and you listen to how many different podcasts and how many different people are talking, it's so many different variations and opinions and just topics that everybody's discussing, and there's not a platform for that for anywhere like that. So I mean, continue doing what you're doing. I'm humbled to be a part of whatever we're doing right now and to be a part of this, and you're gonna look back on it 10-15 years from now, it's like, damn, we really did something big. Even last night, as people came up to you and talking about the show and all them impact, I listened to the last show and wanted to take pictures with you, it's humbling. So keep doing what you do, inspire you.
Yeah. And the networking that it took to get us here, right? Y'all talk about y'all had them on, and so they told y'all what they were doing, and so y'all brought you in. Me and you know each other. So we did, like, having a network is so important to be able to do that and move and grow. So folks, get out there, man. Talk to people. Use your network. So often,
we as Black people try not to lean on each other. We want to stand on our own. I got to be independent. I got to make it on my own. Use your network. Mm-hmm. Talk to folks. Be like, yo, how can I put you on? How can you put me on? What are you into? Oh, I need to get into that too. Use that network, man. And that's how we as a people can grow and get bigger and better and grow, inspire you, grow the podcast, grow whatever you're doing, man. Use that network.
So I want to come back to this because this is a collaboration. And we've been, both podcasts have been doing this for a while. And we kind of hit on, and we have several ladies in here. And there's a lot of backlash from Black male podcasts. But let's call it what it is. But I think sometimes we have to take a step back and realize that the intent of the podcast, I've listened to countless shows. You guys don't go in with malintent. Mm-hmm. You know, the goal of our podcast is we always want to be open and honest and at least get the conversation going. We don't know all the answers. We've never claimed to be experts. We're just saying, hey, as a Black man who was born in the 80s, part of this, most of my life I thought I was Gen X. And at one point I became Gen, we were millennials and then we became Xennials. But we're trying to figure out who we are and being married with kids and first generation college. Like, we're learning life and our goal is just to kind of share our experiences with others and get the conversation going. So for you guys, what has been the most, I guess, rewarding part of being on a podcast? Like, what do you really benefit from? Like, it's because there's days, like you said, you had a horrible day because you still want to record. It's like,
yeah,
it's like, yeah, because we got to get a show out, right? You got to do it because I'm pretty sure you've seen a lot of podcasts start.
Yeah,
everybody wants to start a podcast.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
And then maybe. We don't. Somebody told me is that never get caught up in the numbers, right? Never get caught up on how many listeners you have, not, you know, how many, whatever. If you're enjoying it and you're getting something out of it, then do it. So I don't know why other people stop. Luckily, I've got two young men that I've grown with, seen for 20. I've known this dude almost 30 years. And I've seen them grow, mature, go through all the stages of life. And so rewarding part about podcasting, man. What's your favorite part, rewarding part? What is it? What keeps you going?
Man, I'm going to say, like, with me, you never know who listens and who you can connect to. I think, like, one of, like, my favorite episodes that we did was the first episode that we talked about, like, our feelings. Like, we just came out and it just happened so random, and it's just talking about everything that we went through, you know what I'm saying, as being like Black men. And you know, Roz, like I said, he's been knowing me for a long time, so he knows, like I really don't open up about like my feelings. Like Sean, he's been knowing me since our freshman year in high school, and I don't really open up about my feelings. And I was just like, bro, this is what I'm going through right now. This is what I've been through. Like, I put everything out there, like talking about like my mental state at that moment. And after that episode went out, like, it was a lot of like my friends and my homeboys, especially like from UAB, was like, well, damn, well, I didn't know you went through that. Like, I didn't know that you dealt with that. Like, man, you talked about like, you know, when your dad passed and like this, that, and the third, and I could relate to that. And that made me feel good. You know what I'm saying? Like, because everybody that knows me knows, like, I'm just like, I joke around a lot. Like, I kick it, I you know what I'm saying, I shoot the BS or whatever the case may be. Like, I really don't show my feelings or emotions. And when that episode came out and, you know what I'm saying, like, the feedback that I got, I was just like, man, like, it's something powerful that we're doing. And you know, another thing too is like my 10-year-old, like, she knows that we do the podcast, and she loves the fact, like, she'll go to the school, like, she's like my biggest fan, and she champions mm-hmm. me so much, and she'll go to the school and like, you know, my dad got a podcast, my dad do this, and my dad, he was on the news, he did this, that, and the third. And so, you know, like, her and her friends, like, she'll say something like, what it do, baby? You know what I'm saying? Something like that. You know, it's just like, all right, well, let me tone down cursing a little bit. But now I got the little kids, like, you know what I'm saying, wanna tune in to Wooisms or whatever the case may be. So the rewarding thing is, like I said, you never know who's watching. You never know who's paying attention. You never know who you can reach. And that's pretty dope to me.
I think like all those things, but also just being able to provide a platform to give other people exposure and gain, and people that are experts in areas where we're not, to give that perspective is what I feel like is most rewarding to me. Because like, this is what we do is like not just for us, it's really for other people. Like, it's very like informational. Mm-hmm. You know, it's, and that's at least that's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be entertaining, informational, and giving people better perspective so we can all as a whole become better people. So being able to give a platform and a voice for others in areas where we have no clue what we're doing, I think is probably one of the most rewarding things for me.
Nice. So I got a question for all you brothers. You talked a little bit about, you know, how you are just playful and joyful and you don't open up. Do you guys feel like your podcast persona, is that like a mask or a persona, or is it really you that's on the podcast every day?
I mean, I think like with me and yeah, I mean, I know like I'm not gonna speak for his, even though I know what he's gonna say, but like like with me, I know like on our podcast, you gonna get me. Mm-hmm. You getting Woo. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you know my government name?
I do. I know.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Most people don't know
mm-hmm. like my name is Kendrick.
I get it.
You know yeah. what I'm saying? Like, Kendrick is for like those people who like know me. You know what I mean?
Or, I have to think about it. By the
or like,
just,
you know,
just
like,
for your point.
Yeah, you know, like them unseasoned chickens. Like, they know Kendrick. They don't know Woo. But like, you know, for most people that know me, like they know Woo, and they know like Woo is the just gonna say whatever's on his mind, not gonna hold nothing back, gonna keep it 100 or whatever case may be. So on the podcast, you get a little bit of both. You get Kendrick and you get Woo. Most of the time, you're gonna get Woo, but. Like, I feel like on the podcast, like, we just have fun. We kick back. It's just, I don't like scripts. Mm-hmm. I just like casual conversation. Like, we talking. Like, it just flows better. When we get a script and we get questions that we got to do for interviews, man, I choke up. Because I'm like, damn, I got to stick to what they saying on this. Like, hey, you know, tell me about your day. like when we had to do the Senior Bowl, like we talked to these big wigs at the Senior Bowl. It was like, oh, you know, you talk about this on your show. So what do you think about this? And I'm like, man, I feel uncomfortable as hell. I need a drink.
Right.
But yeah, so going back to your question, it's just like whatever you get through the podcast, like that's me. That's me all day. Like, I don't change. I don't fold. I don't put on. I don't ha. Code switch.
That's it. Yeah. Did you have to look that one up?
That's what we talked about. Remember, that was the episode that we had.
Yeah, I did.
I was like, God damn, what the hell? Wait, I used to do that in the military. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Nah, for me, I'm me. I can't be anything else. Especially with something like this. It'd just be too hard. Like, why? And then you get out and people expect for you to be something that you're really not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I just rather just be who I am. It is what it is, and it's easier that way. So I just keep moving that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Rasa, answer your own question.
I'll answer last. Yeah.
I want to go back to the original question, though, since, you know, so for you guys that don't know, for any of our Wooism listeners, hopefully you come over and continue to listen to and support, inspire you in content building, start listening to Three Brothers, and for any of our Three Brothers listeners, who are going to start listening, I tell you guys to go out and check out Wooism. I started the show based off of just a whim, like just saying, hey, I wonder what other people are thinking. I thought about guys that I can truly respect, how they navigate life and, you know, being married and kids and coming from similar backgrounds, because it's easy to see people, you know, I saw you guys start off. And so my thing's like, kind of started from similar backgrounds. And we've all reached levels of success. And I'm proud to call each one of you brothers and friends. And I want to pick your brains on certain things, what have you gained? What is the most rewarding part of doing the podcast for you guys?
Okay. So for that, it's 100%. We've talked about it a couple times. It's therapy for me, right? It is being able to get the stuff off my chest. It's the ability to talk about the things that I have problems with that may not be talked about in traditional media, right? So we talk about Black men, first generation college students. We talk about trying to break generational curses and all of that. It's taking that weight of the world and for an hour or two a week, just throwing it out and just saying, I get to get it off my chest and hopefully help somebody else at the same time. So kind of like what you guys were talking about with people walking up to you and you, when you're at events and people walk up to you and say, oh, I listened to last week's show and that really helped me. Or, I really responded to this thing you said. Those things make a difference. And that really makes it worthwhile for the podcast, even though it's a lot of work, right? We've got to spend those couple hours. We got to edit after. We got to get it out. And for most folks, some podcasts take months to get out. Like, we literally record and drop an episode every week. So it's a quick turnaround. But sometimes we've had days where we record at 6 o'clock on a Sunday and we got to drop it before Monday at 8 o'clock, right? So it's a lot, and it's a lot of pressure sometimes. But when you sit back and you're like, I'm really helping somebody. That one random DM where they're like, man, that conversation was awesome. That makes it worth everything for all the headache, all the extra. That one DM, you're like, okay, I really helped somebody this week. And so I'm good with it. I love it.
So everybody's answer has been great. Mine is a little more selfish though. Like Ferd talked about how long we've known one another. I think it's been like 28 years or so, close to 30. But even with all of those years that we've known one another, like after high school, so from about graduation of high school till about recent, there's like almost like a gap of information that I don't know about him, that I don't know about Rizzy, because he was at college. Rizzy was at college. He went to Birmingham, he went to Tallahassee. Life was still moving on. There was pieces of life that I didn't know about him. I would hear of him, like, Ferg is doing this or Ryze is doing that. But I remember he introduced GroupMe about, I don't know, almost 10 years ago to our circle of friends. And I started learning more about them and what they've been up to over the years. And then we started the podcast and I learned even more. So for me, the rewarding part is just learning, like, he talks about all the time how he struggled those years right after FAMU and like when Z came out to Texas and stuff, and like he really didn't know what he was going to do next. So like to hear that story of how he came from where he was to where he is now, it's like, it's great for me to hear, because I didn't have in-depth knowledge of that stuff. So the podcast for me just fills in a lot of gaps that I have with people that I've known all these years, but didn't know every single detail. So each episode, because we don't know what the questions are going to be, you learn something just from their answers and stuff like that. So for me, it's just learning about these two brothers and just how they think and how they move. And I learn from it. And like to go where you guys went as far as helping other people, if people learn from these conversations that we have, mm-hmm. then that's great too. But for me, it's just learning more about these two.
Man, all interesting. For me, it initially started, my beautiful wife is sitting to my right. She's been, for years, she was trying to get me to write a book on, because I try to be very insightful. For whatever reason, I just think about everything, right? And she's taking notes and everything. And the podcast was the lazy man's way out. Right? I'm gonna write a book, I'm gonna start a podcast. But for me, it's getting the thoughts out. Mm-hmm. It's having the conversations and learning, like Byron's saying, about how other people view things. Because sometimes people are jaded. People are selfish. People are, we're we're pigheaded. The way we view the world is the way we view the world. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to think, this too is because of slavery.
Right.
You know, people justified slavery because in their heart of hearts, in their mind, they thought it was okay. And so for me, it was I love the fact that we have a think tank every week and I'm able to be honest and open and challenge my ways of thinking. Even though it might seem like we might not agree. And I can almost guarantee the funniest part of our podcast is after the show, that week after, every question we ask, it's, I should have said this, or I thought about this. Oh, yeah. And we listen to the show's like, you know what? You had a point there, and we'll call and want to talk about the show after the show because it's thought-provoking. And I think when you stop thinking for yourself and you stop challenging the way you think of things, we're dead. And that's one of the biggest things about society is we're so used to just kind of just, this is who I am, this is who I'm supposed to be, and we just keep following those things, right? It's when it comes to dating, when it comes to marriage, when it comes to being a man. We had an episode about what is toxic masculinity. And, you know, my view is like, any toxic masculinity is anything where they're telling men, this is who you're supposed to be. Because it's a good, you know, it's a good and a bad of all that stuff. Like when you're confined to this image or this thought process of this is what a man is. And so we don't have to help a lot of people, but you don't even have to agree with me. My thing, if it starts another conversation, that's good enough for me. An open conversation, not just a male bashing or a woman bashing. Yeah. See, they said it. Three brothers said women suck. So he was right. No, like, why do we think this? You know, and also two parts is I'm kind of like Buff. It's selfish. I get to learn about other people. This is my best friend. You know, everybody knows that. That's my people. my person. But this is my best friend. And there's so many shows where I learn more about him. Right. And it shows that as close as we are as people, sometimes we don't recognize that we don't share. We don't share those things. We know this image of this person, whoever they want us to be. You really learn about people when you start asking about indirect questions, right? How they really think about things, right? Mm-hmm. I know more about Byron, not because of how we hang out, because we're hanging out and drinking, you get that version of Byron. But when you're asking about a specific question about how him and his wife do a certain thing or how he raises his kids or even his political views on this or favorite movie, and you're like, okay, he's into action because of this, this, and this. You learn, for me, I learn things about people and that helps me understand and appreciate people better. So, and yes, I hate to be mean because I like me a lot. And I don't feel like I should ever be anybody different, you know. Back to your question, mm-hmm. do I get to be myself on the podcast? Yeah, I feel like I'm the favorite person people love to hate. Right? Like,
I feel the same way.
It's like, because I'm gonna always, it's a gift and a curse. I'm too, I guess the best word to use is arrogant to lie to you. I'm not gonna lie to you because if I'm lying to you, that means I'm taking myself down to make you feel better. And my goal is, I might not have a conversation with you, but if we're gonna really talk, I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, hey, you know, have you thought about this? This is my truth about the situation. And if it makes you don't have to agree with it. But if 1% of what I said makes you better, then, and you can take that and run with it, that's my job as a friend, my job as a podcaster, or whatever, influencer, whatever we wanna say, that's all I wanna do. So I try to be me. I try not to sugarcoat. I try to challenge the way I think, you know, because I'm 43 years old. I'm from Mobile, Alabama. I grew up in the South. I grew up in, you know, in the 90s and super masculine. That's how guys were able to do. And that's how we're supposed to treat women. You know, how many girlfriends do you have, nephew? Like, that's how I grew up and realizing mm-hmm. there's certain things that, you know, don't vibe. And so we continue to challenge and I'm always going to be me. So
I think the people that are characters on their podcast, those are the ones that are concerned about the numbers. Like you said, don't fall into how many numbers you get. So like one of the most successful podcasters that we know, the late Kevin Samuels, I believe that was a character because he started his podcast off criticizing men. And then he started criticizing women and he saw those numbers going up. And I think it just became a character for him. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people, the more popular podcasts, a lot of times those are characters. But for me, that's not what I want to do. I don't care about the numbers. I enjoy, there are some weeks I look forward to it. Like, yo, when are we recording? Mm-hmm. Like, if I have a lot of stuff, a lot of thoughts that I want to get off, I look forward to it. So I think podcasting can be done if you want to be a character and you're worried about amount of listens and things like that. But I think for what we do and what we try to put out there for our listeners, the only way to do it is to be yourself.
I'm going to take one last thing and I'm going to be quiet, because my initial thought to that question, and I don't know how I didn't bring it up, is you brought up your daughter and stuff like that. The most rewarding thing about a podcast is my kids don't listen now, but 20 years from now, before we had my daughter, one of the things we did was I started an email account. We haven't done that in years because I always wanted my kids to understand who their dad was. Like, God forbid something happened to any of us, but everybody on here, your kids will at least have a part of you and know how daddy truly thought.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's my daddy got to talk about certain things. They all get to hear my voice and always understand how I thought about them. We talk about our kids and our loved ones all the time. My kids will never question how I felt about their mother, right? Mm-hmm. They'll never question how I felt about them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've lost my father, and I know he loved me, but there were certain conversations, certain things I wanted to ask him. I wanted to know how he thought about this or whatever. My kids have, I don't know how many episodes we got.
217.
There's 217 episodes of daddy's thoughts, right? You know, and that's probably the most rewarding thing. My wife, I know when my grandmother died and my dad died, there's voicemails and, you know, that my family go back and listen to, because it could be like, hey, baby, I left some chicken feet in the freezer. You want to get to my house? Like, and they cherish those moments. It has nothing to do with them, but they cherish those moments. Our kids, 217, all our episodes are an hour. Our kids have a minimum of 217 hours of us talking that they can always cherish. Our loved ones and everybody like that. So it immortalizes us.
Mm-hmm. I say my mom's, how do you know? How do you just randomly know we're on 217?
I mean, I remember I just edited genius. 2 days ago, so I had to. Yeah,
he's a genius.
So this will be 218.
I
did make a 32 on the ACT.
Just think of it, man. Like some of the stuff like Ferg was saying, man. Like I think because. And I just laugh about this all the time because Rob said I like tech, because of the fact that I do like tech and I don't like hold nothing back. Like Sean is like probably like my best friend. Like I said, I've been knowing him since our freshman year at LaFleur, and he basically knows me, and he knows, like, just like any of my other friends, like they're like, man, let me, I can, we will say something. And he might come off hard or whatever, and it might not be what I want to hear at the moment. But they'll go back and be like, "Oh damn, you know, they don't want to tell me I was right." Mm. But they'll be like, "Yeah, I heard what you said though, bro. Like, you good? Like, I ain't gonna never say, yeah, I was right. Well, I might say it every now and then, like to Lena.
I ain't gonna never say it till I ain't never gonna say okay. Occasionally,
you know what I'm saying? Like certain
Tuesdays,
people, like certain
Tuesdays,
people,
my dad.
You know what I'm saying? Like right. To know Lena, like no, like I have to like prove him wrong all the time." You know what I'm saying? Like, you was talking about one of them podcasts that, like, not around again. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? But that's my LB, so I had to take stabs at him all the time. Like, you know, shout out to Off Safety. Yeah. It was good while I lasted.
That's
your one. Y'all reckon now.
But it's just like, you know, the fact that, you know, some people are like, well, man, if Wu and them niggas could do it over there, I know we could do it. You probably could. Mm-hmm. But
it's dedication.
It really is. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta have a passion for it. And I just, like, I look at y'all, man, and like, y'all are like the grown version of us, because like, y'all have the conversations like I'm not knowledgeable to have. Like, y'all talk about politics, y'all talk about like everything up under the sun. Like, bro, I ain't trying to talk about no politics. I don't understand that.
But we try to have the conversation in an engaging manner where even if you don't know about it, you'll understand it. Like, that's why we try to have those conversations. It's because it's definitely interesting to us.
Right.
But, and it affects us. But what we're trying to do is have those conversations where the 19, 20-year-old person that doesn't know about politics can walk away and at least understand a little bit about, I need to get engaged, or I need to be watching that, or that does affect me. We got to make sure that it's those folks really understand that follow through and how important it is. So that's why we have those conversations. So, oh, somebody in trouble.
Hey, man, why you do that, man?
It's iPad died. I don't know what you want me to do.
Oh, the iPad.
You shouldn't let it die first.
Oh, I can't.
That's your fault.
Yeah, that is, man. Why you ain't?
I'll accept that.
Golly, man.
So this is why I'm the hated person.
But you know what?
Because man, people like, you could have had it.
And I'm pretty sure, like, I'm not going to edit it out. Like, I'm not going to, y'all might edit it out on y'all end, but all you going to hear is like, hey. Because I heard it.
I thought I took the mic off. But for me, it's like, hey, it's enjoy yourself. You're here for Mardi Gras. Take an iPad break. You've been playing all day. My thing is, I don't, yes, I can cater to it, but I also want to teach him, like, life goes on, son. Like, it's not that serious. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I have those tough conversations. Some people say I'm too hard on my kids.
Bro, I got two daughters.
Yeah.
Two daughters, man.
They'll talk about it in therapy. I'm going to have my kids in therapy. Not in a bad way, but I feel like everybody needs...
I can talk about everything up under the sun, but then when you talk about cycles, pads, and all that, go talk to your mama.
Mm-hmm.
That don't bother me.
It does to me.
That don't bother me.
But yeah, man, like, I commend you brothers, man, because, like, man, like, y'all just have, like, all, like, top-notch people on y'all podcast, man. And when y'all brought the brother on, man, that stood there and said, hey, you white folks better stop. Like, man, I felt that shit, man.
That brother stopped slavery.
Man, let Wu sell it. Man, that nigga could have got that, man. He could have started a revolt.
That was such a cool thing, man.
Yeah.
For our little podcast to get that national attention. Because, like, they had been asking me.
Who are they talking about, Byron?
Eugene Goodman. Man, so yeah, they had
good brother.
They had been asking me for like months. Like, you think we could? And I always, because like Goodman, as you've seen, he hasn't done any other. He hasn't done. This dude has been offered like Ellen DeGeneres, Gail King, like anybody you can think of as far as talk shows. He's been offered that.
Yeah.
And he's turned them down. And so I remember I had like this football party in my house. And, Somebody like mentioned it, or maybe it wasn't even it. I think I do another podcast, or I used to do another podcast called Politically Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
We had Senator Tim Scott on there, and he asked him. He's like, "Have you done this podcast before?" He's like, "Nah, he ain't asked me." I'm like, "I ain't asked you. I ain't asked you because you've been telling everybody no." He's like, "Man, I do yours." So I told him. I said, "Hey, Goodman said he'll come on," and even then. Like, when we had him on and we did the show, it was just like, hey, we got Goodman on, cool, we gonna post it, whatever. I remember, because, like, I had did, like, a CNN interview after January 6th.
Flex.
And shut up.
I like that flex.
The lady that interviewed me, like, she still has my contact. So when we loaded that Monday, like we always do, like, we didn't promote it any differently than we do any other show. We just said, hey, we got an interview with Eugene Goodman. We posted it. I don't even think we like talked about, hey man, it's about to be big.
Uh-uh.
We just like, oh man, cool. We got him on there. He uploaded on Monday and I'll never forget that she texted me. She said, you know this about to blow up, right? I said, you think so? Like media, you think so? Man, next thing I know, everybody's tweeting about it. ABC News, NBC, like everybody's like, talking about it on TV and like, we're like, yo. And they were literally like, how did y'all not know this was going to be a big deal? It was like, Goodman didn't even think it was going to be a big deal.
Right.
He was like, yo, I never would have did it.
Because because we're acting like we say, like we don't put on a mask, right? We're just being us.
Just being
and
us.
So like we were just I'm asking off the wall questions. I'm like, hey, did you think that you were just gonna like let somebody die? Like maybe you know one of the senators you ain't like, was you just gonna let him?
I had a reporter that texted me like, I didn't like that one question from one of your cohorts.
We don't give a
He was mad. I didn't appreciate that question.
So you have reporters texting you?
Yeah, man.
Flex. Hey, Hens, note that. We got to use that. So,
it was cool, man, just to see, like I say, our podcast get that.
Man, and that's, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I love about y'all, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all had, like, y'all good brother, man. Like how y'all highlighted Cooley, man. And matter of fact, I think like his brother like said Cooley, man, like graduated like in 02. Yeah. Like, he graduated like, you know what I'm saying? Like we played football with him, you know what I'm saying? So like I like what y'all do, bro. And like y'all are the grown up version of Woo-isms. You know what I'm saying? We'll get that one day.
That's the way to call us old.
Oh, that's like the fifth time.
You didn't want me to use goddamn. Why you want me to use OG? Oh, goddamn. I said the older version, this shit, like y'all the grown version.
I won't be like you when I grow up.
I think you're 38.
I admire this about y'all because you were saying like all the different guests you guys have had on, and I think that's where we've kind of, well, at least for me, it's been kind of a letdown because when I did Political Entertaining, we had like, I told you we had Senator Tim Scott, we had Senator Lankford, we had former Senator Heitkamp on there. We've had like the CEO of Cheddar News on there. And I feel like with this podcast, it's been hard to get guests because it's hard for us to record.
Mm-hmm.
Like we got three different schedules, three different cities. Like everything has to line up. And so then you add trying to have a guest on there and fit their schedule. It's been difficult for us. That's one of the things I told Hess at the Sneaker Ball. Like I want us to try to get better at having guests on the show, man, because we have a lot of opinions that we put out there. Sometimes we need a woman's input.
Mm-hmm.
We need, you know, whatever we're talking about, somebody in that field of work, their input and stuff. So I hope going forward we're able to do a little better on that.
Man, I think like, you know, like with our guests, it's just, I don't look at them like really as guests. Like it's just like the people that we know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like and I just like I love that about the people that, you know what I'm saying, like we know. Like we grew up with these people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like if it's not like people that we grew up with, it's like people like I said, like some of our fraternity brothers. Or you know what I'm saying? Like people that they know. Like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, check out, you know what I'm saying, my boy Woo over here or my boy Hess. Like I've been, like, it's so crazy, man. Like, I've been talking about how my pastor at my church been wanting me to be a deacon for the long. People at my church want to be a deacon. Why? I don't know. I'm still out here in these streets, and I told them that. Like, I ain't ready to be no deacon. If you ain't going to put me on a high payroll, like, you ain't going to make me be number one deacon and pay me, I ain't ready to be no deacon. I ain't ready to lead devotions.
Red shirt.
Look, I know HR. No,
they don't red shirt deacons.
They gotta give me a CIL deal.
That's the question.
They gotta give me a church and likeness deal. You know what I'm saying? like bro, CIL, I gotta get paid. CIL. They gotta give me a CIL, man. And it's so crazy, man, because like he went to go visit this church and the pastor came up to him. He was like, I know you. And he was like, do you? He was like, yeah, I listen to the podcast. Oh,
you had those moments too?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
When people that you don't even think listen to your show and they come quote something you said, like, oh. Yeah. You start thinking about how much wild stuff did I say
on that episode?
And I'm like, man, I know I say a lot of crazy stuff for a pastor to come and start. And he was like, and he said, he sent me a message. He said, Sean, a message. He's like, tell Deacon Wooten he can come to my church and he can make the church announcement, but we can't pay him. And I told him, I said, kind of tell the pastor, I'm not taking no jobs for free. But you know what I'm saying? Then like two episodes later, Pastor Jay came on and like, he's a young pastor. Like we're 38, he's like 34. And so, man, like some of the stuff we talked about, he broke down. I was just like, damn, like, you know what I'm saying? Like a pastor is listening to us on this podcast.
He's a real people though.
And he jumped on. You know what I mean?
Because I think that's the thing about podcasts. It lets people tap into real people. If the best podcast, you know, Shannon Sharpe's podcast is probably one of the biggest podcasts out there right now.
It's right.
Growing the fastest. But he lets people be themselves. He continues to be him. You know, he pours up like we do here. And it's taking off because he's authentic. And when you're authentic, it lasts. I'm excited to see where his show goes because sky's because he's been doing it. He hasn't been doing it that long.
Mm-hmm. The whole year.
He hasn't been doing, and it's taken off. Go ahead, see. Go join the church. You can like dog, just sign a CIO deal, and you can play Black Jesus every Easter Sunday in the church play. They still have church play, dog. Wouldn't he make a great Black Jesus?
I don't have a beard anymore.
You got enough of a beard, though.
It's not luscious enough for you? See how we brought that back?
A buff beard. Yeah. But there are pictures with Jesus without the beard, too. So,
yeah. His Black Jesus, dog. My Jesus got, my Black Jesus got locks. I'm just saying. My Black Jesus. I'm saying, like, so you can play Black Jesus every Easter Sunday. You can
they trying to help you with your negotiations.
You can make a killing in the church circuit, bro.
Have churches
guest appearances in churches.
Have churches staggering that Easter program, bro.
I'm pretty sure Nazarene.
Why y'all trying to make me the Madea of church?
Hey man, Tyler Perry making bank, y'all. He making bank, man. All right, we've been doing this for a while. Rising, we your biggest reward, but do you get to be rising?
Yeah. I think I like your answer about the podcasts that are huge or whatever. I think that was Buff that said that. Like the podcasts that are huge and the characters. I think that's the difference of podcasting versus like traditional media. And that's why a lot of people are starting to gravitate towards podcasts because of that. It's like you get to be yourself. You get to be authentic. You get to get the real. It's not that media-induced scripted conversations where we're going to ask the same six questions no matter what shows you go to. They're going to ask that and the person's on there is going to be ready to answer it and everything. I mean, it really is off the dome. You got to know what you're talking about and you got to talk from a place of feeling instead of a pace of memory. So I definitely am always going to be myself, but especially here on this podcast. But I've done podcasts where I have to code switch and have to be Orazio, right? And everything. And I think that's why I like this podcast and this show and being on Wooisms and that network of podcasts. I'm able to be Rizzy. I'm able to be myself and get the ahs and the ums and the think about things and the cursing when it gets really good. Like all of that comes out here where it's not going to come out if I do UAB's Green and Told, right? That conversation is going to be very, very different. And you are going to get the professional Orazio at that point. The president of the Black Alumni Network, that type of thing. You're going to get that guy. You're not going to get that guy here. You know, I'm going to talk about the Black Alumni Network, but you're going to get the real, the blackity black Orazio. So
I knew Orazio was being himself when he, I don't know how this question came up, but Orazio said he didn't mind being the little spoon.
I think I heard that.
He was so disappointed. He was
look, have y'all never been to Little Spoon?
Like, he was like, sometimes.
There you go. Little spoons matter. There you go.
Sometimes I might be.
Buff is upset at Fluff for being a little spoon.
Bro, there is a certain amount of comfort that you get from being a little spoon on the case.
So Rizzy is definitely himself.
So I've been in the service of protecting Rizzy for 25 plus years now, and I just say, hold those.
Bro, I'm telling you.
Do you, bro? You already small.
No, bro. It's not the same little spoon. It's not like when you're a man and you're the big spoon. It's like, okay, I'm confident, I'm protecting her.
No. When you're a man and you're spooning.
No,
you,
no,
you don't need. You don't need. No, you can. We don't need spoon pronouns.
It's yes. Look, when you're a guy, and you're little spoon.
Spooning.
It's yeah. Well, little spooning.
No.
Little spooning. As a guy, when you're little spooning, it's her kind of being over you. Like I want you. You know, I'm loving you. It's not a protective spoon at that point. It's a different spoon.
Like a sport.
Oh, a squirt? See, man, that's light skin antics.
That's light
skin. Oh, there we go.
Man, all right. Look, man. Oh, man. I don't even think we're going to have enough time. We don't got enough time to get into the Woosah moments of the week, man. But it's just, man, I enjoy it. I enjoyed it tonight, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Having, I don't want to say nothing to, like, say that y'all old, but. Because Fur looked at me like, don't say it. So I ain't going to say it.
No, it's not you. It's me, bro. I'm already, and we'll go back. You know, it's just something about, it's the hair, bro.
But
let's talk about it. Let's put it out there.
This is my Woosah moment.
This is my Woosah moment. My Woosah moment.
Hey,
I'm not used to having.
I guess we're gonna get in Woosah moment.
A grown man with a hair so much greater than mine. It's like, you know, like I'm not saying I have great hair by any means, but it's like on another level, dude.
Man, look, so look, like, let me just tell you this, right? Lenny got married, what, 2022? So when my ace got married, I said I was going to, like, lock my hair. And I said, this is going to be the last time. I said, if it don't work out, I'm going to cut it. And it looked nice. So I said, I'm going to stick with it. So then, like, when it started growing, I was like, oh, my locks look better than him. Let me put him to shame. Because he's been growing his forever. So then I was just like, oh, man, these are, like, luscious. Let me keep them. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me defy the odds because I'm older and I'm growing hair. So I'm sorry. It's okay. I just got a different DNA in my body. Like, I got Asian in me, okay? That's where Wooten comes from. So.
He got Indian in
his blood. He got Asian, though. That's the new Indian.
That's the new Indian. Indian's the new Asian.
I got. Where have you known a black person? Where you know a black person named Wooten?
My name is Cherokee. Okay.
But I asked you. I said, "Did you want me to pin my hair back?" You said no. I said, "Did you want me to hide it in my shirt?" No, you said no.
No, be you. I want you to authentically.
But I feel a certain type of way because you like, oh, it's the hell. This nigga got hell.
It's not that you have hair. It's just that was on another level.
Sorry,
ladies. Isn't hair on another level? Let's be honest. It is on another level, dog.
He's asking that question now, like, because, like, Sabrina's not in here.
Like, when she got here.
Look, like, so when Sabrina was like, I like it, cuz he's like, don't you do that. Don't you say that.
Don't bring my wife. Because we're at
the But no, man, like, man, this has been a long time coming. It was a year ago, mm-hmm, when we went to the two years ago when we went to the Clave in Charlotte. And I popped up at Ron's house and I just tapped in, you know, y'all was recording that night. Mm-hmm. And I've been telling Ron for the longest, like, man, like, dog, we have to get y'all on our podcast. It's only right. It's only right because, like, y'all are the predecessors. Like, if it's no Three Brothers No Sense, there is no Wooism. And like, I have to give y'all, like, the accolades and the praises, because y'all paid the way for us, brother. And I appreciate each and every one of y'all, man. I really do.
Just cut your hair and we'll call it.
No, I'm not doing that. You're going to have to die on that ledge yourself, brother. Yes?
Nah, man, I appreciate y'all, man, for coming and chopping up with us. I think this was great to be able to do it in person, for sure. And so, I don't know y'all on the level that Woo does, but starting to kind of build that relationship. So, you know, it's kicking it with the homies, you know? So I appreciate it for sure, man.
We'll do a part of the shots. Anything you want to get off your chest, anything you want to bring up, let the people know, anything special, birthdays, holidays, bar mitzvahs, anything that you want to.
Y'all said parting shots?
Yeah.
Y'all want to take another shot?
No.
Not
those kind of shots.
Not those shots.
Damn, okay.
Parting shot, man. Like, I just appreciate y'all being here, bro. Like, it's black excellence in the building. And I would be remiss. That's a correct. That's the, is that the right word? Okay. Mm-hmm. I'd be remiss if I didn't shout out, you know, your better halves in the building today. I don't know if y'all forced them to come, but they're here. But thank you, ladies, for allowing your counterparts to just take some time out and sit here with Wooisms and share them with us and the people. I'm pretty sure, like, when this drops, man, it's people gonna enjoy this episode. Like, I enjoy sitting here and doing this with you guys. So appreciate y'all. Three Brothers No Sense fans, man. Y'all, hey, tune in to Inspire You in Contentville. Wooisms podcast, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday nights. And look us up on Facebook, Wooisms Podcast. Instagram, Wooisms Pod. You can catch your boy Woo, K_D_Wooten on Instagram. Yeah. And what you got, his?
Nah, you said parting shots. Parting shots, I would say that I'm constantly reminded after long nights of drinking that I am in my late 30s and not in my 20s anymore. And my body is like, no, we got to stop doing this. We got to find a better way. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. But, you know, man, always, man, we appreciate y'all for sure. We don't have anything coming down the pipe right now, but be on the lookout. You need us, holler at us for interviews, bar mitzvahs, guest, anything. Why? Because it's the Wooisms way.
And because I am a certified rabbi. I went online, I got ordained, I am a rabbi. All right, Rabbi Wu. I do bar mitzvahs. All right, I even wear the little hat. Get at me.
Well, I was gonna be serious, but I don't know how to follow that up. But Hess Wu, we appreciate y'all having us on, man. We enjoyed the time. Appreciate that so much, man. Appreciate y'all joining us, right? It's a joint show. Y'all going on. So we enjoyed y'all feedback and what you added to the show. We're going to have to do this again. Definitely going to have to do this again. For my parting shot, man, all I got is shout out to the Jenica Kimberly Memorial Scholarship. I got the scholarship report last week and we are at $97,800. So we are $2,200 away from $100,000 in the scholarship. So big ups to that. But y'all know what that mean. I'm gonna be asking y'all for some money because I need that other $2,200. So be on the lookout for that. We're gonna be trying to do a little fundraising event, try to get that over the $100,000 mark. But that is huge for an endowment. That's a big endowment. So it's at the University of Alabama, not UAB, but we'll take it for now.
So Wu said sometimes we talk about politics and things like that. So I'm just gonna throw a small political thing out there. The DOJ came back and reported that Biden was not found guilty of maliciously storing documents that he shouldn't have been, and they blamed it on his age and his mind. Uh-oh. As far as him being forgetful and things like that. And so it was one of those things where there's like good news and bad news. It's like good news is he ain't do it on purpose. Bad news is he old. Now he's old. Just forget stuff. Yeah, so the White House is a little pissed at that and they're trying to clean that up. So I just want to put that out there. And also, just in case Bambi is listening, Ferg and I, we appreciated our Christmas gifts, so we still have our shot glasses. Razio is a prick. He left his at the sneaker ball because he doesn't care.
I was drunk. So I was drunk, man.
I just wanted to throw my co-host under the bus real quick. And last but not least.
You shouldn't have brought it there knowing we were going to be drinking. And then we ain't going to talk about you walking around, with the shade.
Stop being split.
We talk about accountability. Okay. Be accountable for your actions, Razio. But seriously, we talked about where you can listen to us at if you want to follow us on social media because we have a blast on social media. We Three Brothers No Sense Facebook as well as Instagram. Check us out. We post a lot of crazy stuff. on there, and I love the responses that we get from the people that follow us. So check us out on there as well.
That's all I got. All right, mine real quick is I want to shout out the GOAT, Jay-Z, and his Grammy speech. Mm-hmm. There's so many conversations that black men don't protect black women, and Jay-Z turned a Grammy speech into a podcast. Mm-hmm. He essentially got to be his true self. He saw even, I think, moments of just like vulnerability, defending his wife and talking about his truth, whether it's right or wrong, because the Grammy nomination and all this stuff and Grammy awards is all opinionated and stuff like that. Shout out to Jay-Z for speaking up, because some people, you know, of course, it's never the actions, it's always the comments where you really find out what's going on in the world, how people view those things. You had a bunch of people supporting him. They had a bunch of people somehow brought up the NAACP awards and BET awards. Like, how did we get here? So Jay, keep doing what you're doing. Something I never really thought about, but keep doing what you're doing. Keep being that person who pushes the envelope. And with that being said, thank you, ladies, for spending time with us. Thank you to my kids. Thank you to Wooism. Thank you, Inspire You, Contentville. It's the boom boom, y'all. We gonna turn up. We gonna have fun. Hopefully do this again. Hopefully, and we'll get a chance to do this again next year, because everybody knows tomorrow's not promised.
Alumni weekend. Yeah, taking this back to bro, taking it back to bro realm, yeah. Putting the sweat on you. Yeah. Alumni weekend.
I quit the frat once a week, so that don't really
work. Well, don't quit it during Thanksgiving weekend. I already know Rising coming.
I'm gonna be there.
So, first time I've ever done on Wooism, what we do it, how we close out the show every time on Three Brothers No Sense, Six Rules of Podcasts. Listen, like, share, subscribe, comment, and most importantly, listen again.